Welcome to Podchester, presenting QAC Site Village 2006.
Well, hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins presenting the first Podchester podcast. This is the Queen Alexandra College podcast, and of course, as the jingle suggested at the beginning there, we are talking about QAC Site Village 2006. Well, not exactly, because nothing's actually happened yet. This is Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2006. It's about 7:15 in the morning here in the UK, in Birmingham. It is a wonderful, clear blue sky, sunny day. I know it's going to be hot, and I'm sure you've heard this said before. I mean, it really is going to be hot. So make sure that you've got water with you, for your dog as well, if you're bringing guide dogs. Yeah, I know it's practical, but I have never drunk so much water in my life yesterday. It got up to 31, 32 degrees, and it's looking to get hotter than that over the next couple of days. So there you go. You see, you even get weather on this show. So anyway, I'm not going to say too much about QAC Site Village 2006 as it stands. You're going to be hearing plenty of it on this podcast. But what I thought would be good first is to let you hear an interview that I made with Ray Pickett. As you know, Ray Pickett is one of the main organisers of Site Village, and we talk about what is happening, when, and just all the exciting things that are coming up. So sit back, tune in, and thanks very much for joining us, and I will speak to you very soon. Ray Pickett, and he's well, he can describe himself, but I have to say first and foremost that he's a colleague and a friend for a very long time, 10 years or so.
At least, yes. At least.
So a little bit about yourself, what you do really, and let's talk a bit about Podchester.
Yes, Paul.
Podchester is here.
Well, like you, Paul, I've been working here at Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham for a good number of years, 10 or 11 years, and it's been superb experience. A wide range of people we've met over the years has been excellent, and I'm delighted that you've invited me to Podchester. I've been here before.
This is Podchester.
Yes, yeah. Here we are in Podchester for the first time together. Yeah. And I must say, it's a really, really beautiful place.
It is.
What a tradition that this small virtual village has got. Yeah. It's virtual blind cricket team. It's virtual blind football team, a fantastic golf course where the virtual Podchester blind golf team practices, takes their skills to a level of amazing dexterity.
Agility.
Do we talk about agility?
Yeah, well, we can talk about agility.
Stop squeaking my chair.
Yeah, that's all right. This is a chat. It's not really an interview. So really, Podchester, it is the village that we're in, and it can be anything really that's going on here, can't it? So
yes, I understand it's probably the only village in Britain where the majority of residents are people with a visual impairment, which is it's quite an interesting place to be. And as we're sitting here on our deck chairs on the village green, I can smell the newly mown grass of a beautiful early summer's day. Yes. Podchester's certainly a dream of a place to be.
Okay, so at Podchester then, now, it's all the village of Podchester, it's Site Village. Now, a lot of people have heard of Site Village, but really what I wanted to do is look at really what's Site Village. So a bit perhaps about the history of it, because I think, as I say, loads of people have heard about it, but nobody really knows much about the history of it. And I understand it's what? 13th?
This is the 13th year, yes. We're determined to call it QAC Site Village, as the college really puts the work into organising the show. So I'm trying to encourage everyone to think of it as QAC Site Village.
Yeah.
It started years ago, way before my time, way before your time. I'm sure you were just a twinkle in your parents' eye when
I think I remember coming to the first one.
Oh, really? In your pram, perhaps?
Yeah.
No, it's 13 years ago. Well, it started at the college as just a small event where a group of companies that supplied equipment to people with vision impairment got together and displayed their products, really. I wasn't around, so I can't speak from experience, but certainly George Bell from Technovision was one of the early innovators in the idea of an exhibition in Birmingham for people with visual impairment, and he worked with Stuart Moorhead at the college to get it started. And then, like as I say, like Topsy, it grew year on year until a few years ago, it really just simply had outgrown the college, the rooms that the college had.
Well, do you remember that? And we used to have to, you know, take all the computers out. Well, we didn't, but the resource team were taking the computers out of the rooms and disconnecting everything.
It was a major effort to clear all the classrooms as soon as the students had gone home for the summer break. The
canteen had to be cleared, didn't it?
Yep, canteen, dining room. And then as the show grew, we had to put marquees up in the car park. And, you know, that wasn't so brilliant when you're storing high-value technical equipment in it overnight, so we had to have security on to make sure that everything was safe. It just grew fantastically because of its own popularity and success. So that 3 years ago, it was time to find something, well, either to limit the size of the show, which we didn't want to do, or to find somewhere bigger. But to find somewhere that was still an affordable venue where the smaller organisations could still afford to take part.
Sure.
We're all aware of some of the big, shiny exhibitions around the country, whether it's the Good Food Show or the Ideal Home Show, where it's just too expensive, the venue's too expensive for a small organisation to take part. And we were lucky to find the Clarendon Suites, which is just a little way away from the college. And the Clarendon Suites provides an affordable, larger venue for QAC Site Village. It's not the perfect venue, then perfection is very hard to find, but this is our third year there, and frankly the two shows we've had there have been very successful, and overall people have been very, very happy with what they've found there. It's really important for us to keep the show to be a free exhibition.
Yeah,
if you go to the Good Food Show, you'll pay a lot of money to get in. You'll pay £7 to park the car if you drive there, or you pay a lot of money to get there, perhaps by train or whatever.
Yeah. And that's the great thing. And I think what I'm sort of interested in as well is when I'm there, oftentimes, you know, you'll often hear people sort of shouting to each other across a crowded auditorium, something, you know, one of the halls, or it'll be the bar that's there, or whatever.
The bar, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, we can talk about facilities, I guess, because I mean there are some good facilities there.
Oh yes, I mean it's a big social event. I think you were going on to say
that
Site Village is a social event, and people come there not just to look at the equipment, the exhibition, and meet the companies and organisations, but they come to see each other, and it's an annual get together of people who are blind or partially sighted. It's an exciting time where they can meet people they haven't met for a year. So yeah, the dining room's important, the cafe's important, the bar's important, and the things that go on around Site Village in the evenings where people get together, and the receptions that happen, and just the fact people in Birmingham together and enjoying themselves in an evening. Some people come, well, a lot of people come for the whole 3 days, meet up with friends, and make a big, it's almost a mini holiday of being in Birmingham.
Sort of have a look around Birmingham.
Fantastic. The new Bullring Centre and the canals and the cafes. It's a very cosmopolitan place to come, and people really enjoy being here for that time.
So really, the point of Site Village is for the end user, isn't it? More than sort of exhibitors showing, you know, companies showing each other their wares, as it were. It really is about the end user.
It's the end user. That's what the show's for. If people come along who aren't visually impaired, they're very welcome.
Yeah.
And we're getting an increasing number of people from companies and organisations who are trying to find out how they can better meet the needs of their customers or colleagues who have a visual impairment. And they're very welcome, and they will learn a great deal. But the thousands and thousands of people that come through the door are primarily, and hopefully always will be, end users who come in to either get a bargain or find out the latest technology or meet up with the support groups that they might subscribe to and are members of, but perhaps don't meet the people who run them too often.
So there is a context in which, and we can talk about this in a broader context, but there is a context in which companies could come that were looking, for example, to look at sort of accessibility issues. I mean, let's say, you know, if a big electronics company turned up and wanted to know about how they could make their products more accessible. There's a forum for that, isn't there? Because we have seminars and things available. So
there are a lot of seminars. We've got on the website a lot of seminars listed, some pretty exciting ones from companies across the spectrum of technology and services. So certainly there's pretty well something for anyone who has an interest in the VI world and meeting these VI customers or colleagues. It's all there.
So what is that Site Village? You know, what and kind of is almost a double question really, but what's at Site Village and what are your favourite kind of things? What we'll talk a bit about that, what's best at Site Village?
Well, there's no doubt for me, my favourite bit is the buzz, the Site Village buzz.
Yeah.
QAC for Site Village is unique in the number of people that come, the type of people that come, and it's the atmosphere. It's a bit... People who love going to football matches like I do, the reason we go is we can watch the football match on telly, but the buzz, the excitement, the noise, the chatter, the people meeting each other and talking, that for me is my favourite bit of QAC Site Village. But obviously that doesn't happen if the organisations and companies aren't there.
Yeah.
And anyone who's anyone really in the VI world, in terms of companies, will be there. We've got some big firms. I mean, HumanWare is one of the biggest players in the market. They're going to be there big time. Optilec, Sight and Sound, Dolphin Technologies.
Yeah.
And of course, our main sponsor, ViewPlus, who come over from the United States especially to take part and sponsor Site Village each year. Now this is their third year as sponsor. They've got some great technology. Brand embossers, which will print ink on the paper at the same time as the braille, and a marvellous tactile tablet which gives feedback, audio feedback when people touch it and use it. So there's some really exciting stuff there, and I prefer just strolling around and just chatting to people. Really, I'm going to be as surprised as anyone what's going to be there, because I don't get let into all the secrets of the products and things that they're
going to be. Yeah, quite famed for sort of launches, aren't we, really, as well? There's a lot of UK launches. I noticed that just preparing some of the information, that there are sort of, there's launches of things going to be going on, and the UK launches. Now, that's so cool, isn't it, to be part of that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, talking about launches, one of the big things that's launched in the week of Site Village in Birmingham is the Birmingham Wayfinder project.
Well, we'll be doing a podcast on that. That's already recorded and ready to go. So
good. Well, Wayfinder have chosen QAC Site Village Week to launch the scheme in Birmingham, and they're going to be at the show as well, and we're really pleased that they've done that, and as a result Birmingham City Council are sponsors of the show. And I should mention the other sponsors, because we really value their input, and it's the sponsors that enable us to keep the show free.
I was just going to ask you about
the visitors. SenseView, through Microlink PC, the company that's based in the UK, SenseView are a sponsor of the show. Sight and Sound are the catalogue sponsor for the show. I've mentioned Birmingham City Council, and of course ViewPlus Technologies from Oregon. We really do value our sponsors, and I'll say it now, thank you very much to them.
Well, that's great. I'm thinking now about people that are wanting to come to Site Village. Now, obviously, we can give the details in a sec, but I was just thinking about the guide side of things, because it is an exhibition where, you know, we get very well equipped with, and we can talk about sort of guides, accessibility and things like that. Let's just cover a few of those bases. So let's say that the person wants to come to Site Village. They haven't got a clue what's the first thing to do. So what should they do?
Well, it depends how you're travelling.
Yeah.
If someone's driving you, there's parking. We've got 300 car parking spaces, and the directions are on the website to get to the show. And if you can't access the web, well, contact Queen Alexandra College, and we'll help you out there.
Yeah.
Easy way is to come to New Street Station in Birmingham and take a cab or a bus. For the athletic amongst you might even like to walk from the city centre to the
That'd be from sort of Broad Street, wouldn't it?
Just walk along Broad Street and keep walking. I mean, I know a lot of our visitors are very athletic and very active people, and they may want to walk. Buses and coaches can pull up very close to the door to the venue, and we get a lot of coaches come along. And 11 o'clock seems to be all the time that all the coaches arrive. So if you can persuade your driver to arrive a bit earlier or a bit later than 11 o'clock, then you'll avoid the major crush that ensues at the door to get in. But nevertheless, whatever time you get to QAC site, it's just get there.
And there are quite a few sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? There are quite a few inspired kind of things going on. I know, for example, you've got there's Describe Online, isn't there? And they've done a description of the sort of area.
Terry Robinson of Describe Online. Every year now, he does this on his website, and I work with him to provide as accurate as possible written description of the layout of the venue. And he's an excellent at doing that.
Yeah, because he talks about it. He does a kind of walk north and then west and whatever, but he also does like a turn by turn, step by step kind of thing.
Yes, Terry now knows the venue pretty well. He's been there a few times now, so his descriptions are accurate and very well thought of, and we're very pleased that he's done that. We'll have information in standard print, large print, braille, and on audio CD for people. And we'll have around about 40 sighted guides, as ever. The girls from the Lordswood Girls' School will be there, and we couldn't manage without them. They'll be wearing red T-shirts, so people can, with a bit of sight, can spot them easily.
Yeah. So again, I mean, it's another way in which QAC reaches out into the community.
QAC is very much part of the community, the national community and the regional community. It's really important. We don't have big high walls around QAC. Mm. We have people coming in all the time. We have businesses that the members of the public use that QAC runs. We have a cycle shop. We have a fitness centre. Yeah. We've got, of course, the business that you work and run, Paul, Braille Transcription, Large Print and Audio. We are very much a two-way organisation, and getting out into the community and running QAC Site Village is just another way that we can interface with people from all over the world. And that's a great thing about QAC. You asked me what was the great thing about QAC Site Village. What's great about it is it's an international exhibition. We haven't yet found a bigger dedicated exhibition for VI people anywhere. There are other exhibitions that are big, but they're often pan-disability. We think we're the biggest there is for VI, for the VI world. And we're growing each year. So, and the international exhibitors we have from Spain, from all over Europe, from the States, from Japan, from Ireland, wherever, they're what makes QAC Site Village different.
Fantastic. And let's just go over the, so we know the sort of the contact details.
Yes, we're a very small team, so we don't push the phone too much, but if you're really stuck and you can't get on the internet, it's 0121 428 5050. Ask about Site Village, QAC Site Village. Yeah. If you can get on the net, then go to www.qaccitevillage, that's all one word, .org, which is ORG, .UK. So www.qaccitevillage.org.uk. We've got all the information on who's going to be there, what they're going to be doing, how to get there, all the information you'll need to enjoy the show. When you get to the show, we'll give you some good information to take around the show with you. Email us at sv@qac.ac.uk. So that's SV, short for Site Village, of course. sv@qac.ac.uk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, I think the Cricketers' Arms just opened.
So, see what Site Village I was going to say. Might see what the Cricketers' Arms first.
Yes, let's slip over and talk a bit more about QAC Site Village over a pint.
That sounds good to me. Okay. Nice one.
Thank you for downloading or subscribing to Podchester. You can leave audio or written feedback at podchester@googlemail.com. Visit us on the web at www.vipodcasting.com/podchester.htm. And now you can leave messages on our comment line 0787 98 11 117.